Hey Zoomers, Logan here. Brooke's not here right now, and that makes me sad. But I'm super excited to introduce a new segment of the Zooming In podcast. Welcome to the Snapshot series, a collection of mini episodes or mini-sodes for those of you who live that abbreviation lifestyle that review some of our favorite moments on the Zooming In podcast. They will leave you informed, inspired, and entertained in 15 minutes or less. We get it. You're living your life, and you have a lot to do each and every day, so we're excited to bring you the best of the best that can even fit your morning coffee or afternoon work breaks. This snapshot comes from our second episode when Brooke shared her perspective on how we met. Okay, let's get into the snapshot.
So for me, I realized that like your life begins the second you realize and accept the fact that you don't know everything. And that you don't need to enter a market or a creative endeavor and be an expert at it to start. I think it's so important to become a sponge and to connect with people that are in the field and be like, I want to learn, like teach me, and just like really, really humble yourself because there's so much to learn on a daily basis. And now I just have like such a passion for learning, whether I'm binging YouTube videos or listening to a podcast, like
binging YouTube videos. That's a millennial pastime.
Yeah. Someone is always doing it better, more efficiently, and like challenging you to think differently. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. And I embrace that. And like, that's how I met Logan actually. I was pretty new to starting my business full time. Logan,
are we doing this story now?
Logan's never heard the story. I warned him that this was coming, but I had just kind of started full time with my business and I was doing an internship with Danielle Gertner. She's an ownership coach, health coach in our
shout
area.
Shout out to D Gert. Like, yes. She's real. She's fucking awesome. Oh, we love Danielle. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Danielle.
Go ahead.
But she was doing a Connection World Tour, which was movement, music, magic, and it was a nationwide wellness festival. And we were in the hometown, so all of the grind turns were there to photograph. And
she had mentioned them the grind turns.
Yes.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah, proud grind turn. Shout out to all my grind turns that are listening. And Logan was there shooting, but I didn't know that his name was Logan because I'd never met him before. And I knew that she had mentioned another photographer's name. And so when I got there, I walked up to him. And I was like, are you? And then I like said the name of the other photographer. And he was like, I'm not. And I like thought I had offended him. And I was like, oh, and like, I have a little bit of social anxiety. Like sometimes I can be an extrovert and like charismatic. And other times I'm like that shy little girl from elementary school that was badly bullied. Like there's no in between with me. And then on top of that, like my camera wasn't functioning properly and I was still getting to learn manual mode. And you could tell like Logan knew his way around the block. He looked at me and he goes, what are your settings on? And I was like, I don't even know what my settings mean. Like in my
what
head.
What settings? What is
like,
a setting?
I was like, can I just like copy the settings on your camera? Like that's literally how I felt because it was a super low light yoga studio. And
oh, that's right. That was Connection, right? That was Connection 2018.
Yes, that's where we first met. And I walked out of the event and I started crying. And I called my cousin and I was like, I don't know how to do this. There's another photographer in there. Like, I'm pretty sure I just pissed him off. Like, I don't know how to work my camera. I was crying. And I actually called my mom first and she was like, take a deep breath, call Katie. So I called Katie and she like walked me through the settings and I was able to get shots like perfectly shot in camera by the end of the night. But that was just a moment for me. I think about talking about like when you place your worth in your work and stuff like that too. And it's just, it's always important to know that like you always have work to do. Like you are never too good to stop learning. And so, and then I told Danielle about that experience and she was like, I want you to go ask Logan for coffee this week. And then I just kind of like it spiraled into this idea to do like the Gainesville Photo Collective, to which only Logan and I showed up because it was so freezing cold. And then it was raining the next day for the other day we had scheduled. And then I met Logan and we got along. And like, I know that like technical knowledge for me has grown so much from that experience. So, and now it's like less than a year later, maybe a year.
It's more than a year, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Because Connection 2018 was like summer. What was summer last year? And now we're already in the fall. Did I really offend you? Oh my gosh.
No, I thought I had offended you, and I just was super shy, and I was overwhelmed because it was like don't mark my words, but like right now, I don't think I'm an event photographer. I just think in that moment I was like nervous and stressed, and yeah, it was funny. I was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I called him by the wrong photographer's name, and he's like this big photographer.
Did you think I was Matt Pendleton?
Yes, I
did.
Was
that the one?
Yes.
Shout out to Matt Pendleton.
Hi, Matt. Big fan of you as well.
Seriously, actually big fan.
No, I'm pretty sure, like, I saw him at Gator Walk, and for a while, he didn't know who I was, but because of the Gainesville Photo Collective, like, one time he said hello, and I said hi back, and I was like, I made it.
I know him, and he knows me. Wow, that is so interesting, though, to hear the perspective from your end of how we met, because I remember it very differently.
Isn't that so funny?
That's so weird. Like, yeah. That's nuts. Okay, so that's nuts. Like you actually left the venue and cried outside?
Yeah, I had to like take five, honestly. And it wasn't just like from meeting you. It was like the pressure of like, I wanted to perform well for my internship. Had a really long day. I actually drove to Tampa later that night to see my boyfriend. We have a long distance relationship, and it was like an evening event, and it was in the middle of finals week. And I just think things compound like that. And I'm just a perfectionist. Like, I want to do the best. And at that time, based on the technical knowledge that I had back then, I just was like a little overwhelmed. And but I ended up like drying it up, I got the right settings, and I was able to like come back in and finish the event. And then I was able to like chat with Logan again, and I was like, okay, first impression, not great, like kind of blew that by mistaking him for somebody else. And then, so then we were like sharing portfolios, and we actually got to talking, and I believe I got like your card or something like that. And I walked out feeling better. I was like, okay, I have like a new connection. Yeah, so it was just interesting night.
Well, in that, you see, so like, I find that so fascinating, because I never take it personally when somebody like doesn't call me by the right name. Like sometimes like I won't even put in the energy to correct them, just because like it just doesn't matter to me at all. So yeah. So to hear that experience coming from you, Brooke, it's it's nuts. Like it's crazy, because I'd never thought about that. I was like, she mistook me for Matt Pendleton. She must think I know my shit.
Yeah, that's right? Yeah, that's kind of like, yeah.
that's immediately what I thought. I'm just like, I must have said it in a really direct way. And I'm like, I am not.
Yeah, Matt. You definitely, it was definitely like that. And I didn't know you well enough to know like your facial expressions. And I was like, oh.
Right, because like I would totally say that now to a friend, but it's like if somebody's like, oh, are you? So is your name like
Josh Peck's cousin?
No, you're too kind, Brooke. You're too kind. No, it's like, oh, like, are you Mark? It's like my friend Joe was talking to me about my friend Mark, and I'm like, I am not. But like that's my real expression, and that's how I'll say it, and it's like totally joking and well meaning, and not at all. I'm not upset by any means. I was like, she thinks I'm Matt. I just had a fantastic day. No, but
I can go home now.
You're just like, no, it was actually quite the contrary. I was like, oh, like, and this is me looking back on it now. This is not legitimately what I thought at the time, but I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I totally could have been in the mindset of, oh, there's another photographer. I gotta actually be on my shit, because like I need to come out with good photos, because there's another photographer here. Mm-hmm. In like the competition way, not like I was trying to take Brooke down. But just like, oh, like there's more people at this event. Like it's super low light. So it was at the, it was Connection 2018. Mm-hmm. It was in, what's the name of the place? Flow Space. Shout out to Flow Space. Mm-hmm. It was sort of like, it's an awesome yoga studio. It's also like the perfect lighting at night in terms of like to help you like relax and like go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Not for photography though.
Yeah, it's like a photographer's nightmare if they were trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, I actually have some footage from that event. I'm going to put it in this video version as like B-roll, because that way they can see what we're talking about. You can see just the sheer, like what we were working with. And it's very grainy. And some of the photos that I had, like I got rid of most of them because they were super, super grainy. Yeah. But I remember, I remember meeting Brooke, and again, Danielle sort of introduced us while she was doing her thing. She was running the event, so she didn't really have time to do any sort of lengthy introduction. And so I was just like, oh, I'm excited to meet another photographer. And then I do remember us talking about like technical settings and like, oh, like what are you shooting with? Like, what type of shots have you gotten so far? Like, can I see any? Because some people are super private about their workflow, and especially when you just meet them, I'm like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, what have you shot? Because I want to learn, right? I'm like, what does this person know? Like, what does Brooke know that I don't know? And I thought at the time, and I still do, right, that you know a lot that I don't. And so that's really where I was coming from. And I remember we ended up sort of, I don't think we ended up talking again after that until the, I definitely started following you on Instagram after that, and we started following each other and liking and commenting on each other's photos. And it's sort of like a friendship that bloomed out of that over a rather long period of time.
I used to be like, Logan Peck commented on my photo and thought this was good because the first experience I was like, oh my gosh, I suck. Like, I just like that negative narrative that you put in your head when you're like tested like that, when you're put in a situation where you have to learn, or like, it's basically like sink or swim. Like, I could have sank and gone home from that event and just left and drove home to Tampa, or I could have swam. And I'm glad I did. Kept swimming.
She took the plunge.
Yep.
She took the plunge. Wow. Well, I'm honored that you mistook me for Matt.
Yeah. This just became like a Matt Pendleton fan podcast.
When we said zooming in, we really meant that it's Matt Pendleton's fan club.
I promise we're not creepy.
No, we're not. We're not. He's a good guy. I met him actually back in 2016 because he took our group photos on the preview staff. Like, he took like the entire, like the 43 of us, like he brought his whole lighting setup. And you know that, well, I guess it's completely remodeled now, but the staircase that you used to be able to take from the breezeway at the Rides Union to go like up to the second floor where the big Rides Union grand ballroom was, but you could take it from outside. We all stood on that staircase, and he had like, I don't know, like four or five different lights with these big modifiers, and like he was triggering them all from his one camera with an external trigger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't know shit. But it was inspiring to see like his workflow, and he took the time to set it up. He was really fun and engaging. So yeah, shout out to Matt for being a part of this friendship.
Sponsored by Matt Pendleton. I'm just kidding.
No, but that's nuts. So yeah, like that's the story of how we actually met. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty wild to think about it now and think about how long ago, but at the same time, not that long ago it was. We're talking like 14, 15 months ago. And yeah, that transition to, so did we get coffee before we did the collaborative photo shoot, or was it we did the photo shoot and then we got coffee after that?
Yeah, we did the photo shoot together and then we got coffee after and hung out for like,
we went to Mods. Yep. We went to Mods. That's
Mods,
right.
Mods Cafe. If you're ever in the Gainesville area, they have the best raspberry mocha.
Raspberry mocha.
Yep.
Fruity coffee flavors. Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of the Snapshot series. Episode 2 was one of my favorite episodes that we've ever recorded, and particularly hearing that story from Brooke's side, because I remembered it very differently, and that was actual. She did not tell me the story before we got into the podcast room and got to recording. The Snapshot series is going to be a little bit of a regular thing. Think of it as just a taste. If you want to hear more, and I know you do, then find the show notes of your preferred podcast player so you can binge that full episode. Right now, Brooke and I are really getting ready for our second season of Zooming In, so we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what topics are meaningful to you, what do you want to learn about, what questions do you have. So we would really love if you would consider sending in a voice memo to ask us a question or just tell us what you think about the podcast, because we would love to feature that on a future episode. So if you want to give yourself a shout out, maybe you're a fellow artist and you want to come on and talk a little bit about what you do, we would love that. The best way to do that is to record the voice memo on your phone, and then you can email it to us directly at zoominginpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're not a fan of sending the voice memo, that is A-okay. You can text us at 352-415-1623. That's 352. Shout out to my Gainesville peeps. 352-415-1623, and we hope to create some episodes that are based on our listener questions. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Zooming In.